Chazanish says the following. Tous noishenes, an old mistake, is azrecho b'leiv rabbi. A lot of people have this mistake. And the musige bitocho. People think, zog b'chazanish, that bitochen is b'chol mikre shepoyge she'odom. Every time that a person has a matzah, a situation, and he's not sure what will be in his future, so bitochen says ki yiftach she'yeh toiv. He has to have a bitochen that will be good. Ve'im mistapek v'choishesh al ha'hefech. And if he has a suffix and he's not so sure if it will be good or not, hu mechuser b'bitochen. This is what normal people think. Bitochen tells me I have to assume that will be okay. And if I'm a little bit nervous and I'm not so sure if it will be good or not, I'm missing bitochen. This was nisazreach b'leiv bnei odom. That for sure will be good, and I could assume that will be good, and if I'm a little bit nervous, maybe it will not be good, I'm missing in bitochen. And the Chazanish says, ve'ein hoyroi zuba bitochen nechoyna. That's not right. Shekol shele nisbara benevuo, goyra la'osit, if there's no nobi to tell me that will be good, ein ha'osid mucha, ki mi yoidea mishpete Hashem. Aval inyan ha'bitochen hu ha'emune she'ein mikre ba'oilom, kol ha'nas etachas ha'shemesh, ha'koil be'achroz me'isra yizborach, v'kasher ha'odom nifgash b'mikre, asher lefi ha'noyak she'ba'oilom, tzfu yo'elov sakona midarke ha'teva. When a person comes to a matzev that the derech hateva is dangerous and something not good is about to happen, ha'avloge b'sho ha'kosho azu, when he keeps quiet and relax, that nothing can happen without the ribbono shel olam, rak hakol me'isra yizborach bein letoiv bein lemutov, inyan ze yikreu midas ha'bitoch. Ve'la'omu, the Chazanish finishes, so emuna u'bitochen is really one thing, that be'etzem bitochen is emuna. That when something bad is going to happen to me, I believe that it's from the ribbono shel olam. The Chazanish says, yeah, emuna v'bitochen is one thing, the emuna is the tree, and the bitochen is the fruits that grow on the tree. And the Bala bitochen knows to pick the fruits off the tree. The Bala Emune Ubitocha knows to pick the fruits off the tree. So I want to explain a little bit. What is the Pshat? The Chazanish explains that the Yesod of Bitochen is really that a person believes that everything is Mimenu Yisboach. Hashem does everything. Nothing happens without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing will happen without the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everything is Mimenu Yisboach. And the Mele, when something is going to happen, he knows it's from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the question is, so why, what is the Shaychus to Emunah V'Bitochen? What is the Shaychus to Emunah V'Bitochen? How we call this Emunah V'Bitochen? What is this bitochen? Bitochen ba'etzem, he says, to believe that everything is with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Soon we'll get to the second madrege. So I will explain it with a vote that I said, and then we'll see the Chazanish inside. It says in the parsha that Klal Yisrael said Naaseh v'Nishma. The Klal Yisrael said, Naaseh v'Nishma, two malochim came down and they gave him two crowns. Echad l'Naaseh v'Echad l'Nishma. B'shor shechotu ba'egel, the malochim came and they took away the crowns. And the question is, The Malachim gave him two crowns, Echol Lenase ve'Echol Lenishma. Why when Klal Yisrael v'choyte and the Hegel, the Malachim took away the crowns? So they had a chet. But they're a choshev of people. They said Nase ve'Nishma. They have a chet. Take away the ears. Take away the nose. Why did they take away the crowns? They came to a high madrege of Nase ve'Nishma. Now they have a Hegel. Seder. Why did they take away the crowns? But the pshat is, the Gemara says over the Maise, what is Nase ve'Nishma? B'shor the Klal Yisrael said Nase ve'Nishma, the Maloch HaShores, the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Megilo Roz Zeh Lebonai. He said Nase before Nishma. What is it? So the Gemara says in Shabbos Beches, that the Tzduki saw Rovan learning, and he was putting his fingers under his feet, and he was learning the Sugya Be'iyum, and he was squeezing his feet, and it was bleeding, and he didn't realize it was a very shrug of Sugya. Omalu Amep Zize, the Kadminu Pumaychulu Udnaychu, your Amep Zize, that Kadminu Pumaychulu Udnaychu. You said Nase before Nishma. How you said Nase before Nishma? So, Rashi, you knew if it's doable? Check if it's doable, and then say Nase. Nishma v'Nase. Person signs on a contract before he knows that he could keep the details. How you said Nase? You see now, it's impossible to understand the sugya. You bleeding. How you said Nase v'Nishma? And Rav has told him, Anon b'shleimu saguna b'ri, k'siv tumas yishon tanch. Rashi says, Holachnu imoi kederech oyavim. Somachnu olof, shelo yatinenu, dobo shelo inuchal lisboi. Holachnu imoi kederech oyavim. Somachnu olof, shelo yatinenu, dobo shelo inuchal lamboi. Shelo inuchal lisboi. Rav answered him, you have a mistake. We didn't say Nase v'Nishma. We said Nishma v'Nase. When we said Nase v'Nishma, we trust him that he will never give us something that is not doable. Samachnu alav kederech lo yavim. Shelo yatineinu dobo shelo yinuha lasas. You're claiming how we signed before we knew that we would keep the contract. We know that he's going to give us, it's doable. Samachnu alav kederech lo yavim. Shelo yatineinu dobo shelo yinuha lasas. This is Nase v'Nishma. Samachnu alav kederech lo yavim. Shelo yatineinu dobo shelo yinuha lasas. What was Chet Ha'Egel? Chet Ha'Egel was Moshe Rabbeinu, Zeh Yish Moshe, Lo Yodanu Mehoi Eloi. Moshe disappeared. Lo Yodanu Mehoi Eloi. Sohu Maher Min HaDerech. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, Chayisel got lost. They were used to Moshe sphering the whole Matzah. When Adam Mitzrayim, the desert, no one knows what. Without Moshe, there's no Me'alach. Moshe disappeared. They got all lost. So they gave money to Aaron, they threw it to the Father. Vayetz Ha'Egel, Vayokum Ha'om Le'tzachem. They didn't plan right away to do Avodah Zarah. Moshe Aaron, what was I doing? He put money to Egel Zelagach, he saw, and the Egel came out. And everyone joined into the Egel. Yeah? Chazal said only 3,000 people were mishtafa to the Egel. Not everyone made the Egel for bearing down the Egel. Everyone gave money. Everyone was a part of the party. Lemais, only 3,000 people were mishtafa. So the Yisrael of Chet Ha'Egel was Zeh Yish Moshe Lo Yodanu Mehoi Eloi. A second ago you said Samachnu Olof Kederech Oyavim Shelo Yatineinu Dobo Shelo Yinuha Lasses. We trust him. We trust him. Pitam, now you don't trust him. Samachnu Olof Kederech Oyavim Shelo Yatineinu Dobo Shelo Yinuha Lasses. We trust him that he will not do something that is not doable. When Klal Yisrael said Nase v'Nishma, they came to the Madrege, they trust the Ribbono Shel Olam Kederech Oyavim. They got crowns. It's a different league. When they said, Zeh Yish Moshe Lo Yodanu Mehoi Eloi, this was the Sheresh of Chet Ha'Egel, you don't trust them anymore. You're not in that league. They took away the crowns. There was a Levaya last week. It's two kids. It's in Gaman that lost his two kids. Shalom for Shneir with the other two kids. Person had a family of four kids, two are poisoned. The other two are fighting on their life. Terrible. Whole family. Himself has the poison inside him. He's standing in a Leviah, he's burying both of his kids. So I didn't hear, I saw it on a hookup, I was not there. So I didn't hear the hesed of the father, but I heard what Rabbi Yitzchak Mizrachi said. He quoted the father. And he said, Yishbati eschem bnois Yerushalayim. Tiru es doidi mata giduvai. Shechoyla sahava hobi. Yishbati eschem bnois Yerushalayim. Tiru es doidi mata giduvai. Shechoyla sahava hobi. Father said, Ribbono shel Olam, I don't know why you did it. But I know you love us, and we're mekabel the Yisurim be'ahava. Maybe it's in the Shabbos that he gave us for a while, maybe it was only a short pikudim, Hashem, but we love you. We know you mean good. But if the Father is holding it at Madrege, Dvorim shebelev le'av Dvorim, but the mind said, this is what he said. Intimtzu es doidi mata giduloi, shechoylas ahava abi. We're sick in love with the Ribbono shel Olam. We love him. We understand. Hashem Baruch Hu gives an Yisoyim to a father that he knows that he could say it. Such a matzav happens. Not everyone could say these words. One opportunity in front of everyone to speak about your kids. You could say a million different things. But to get up and say, Ribbono shel Olam, we love you. We're mekabel ba'av. A guy has a bad roommate. He doesn't say, Ribbono shel Olam, mekabel ba'av. So I'm angry today. Closes the Gemara. He leaves early, really. He can't anymore. I love you, Hashem. I know you love me. Smile. But I can't. Takes a drink, takes a coffee, takes a break. He takes a winter vacation, a place that it's also to take care. We shouldn't. I can't anymore. Father lost two kids. We hear, every guy thinks, if I would lose two kids, I would also speak like the father. So Hashem didn't make you to lose two kids. To lose two roommates, to lose two faithfuls, And you're not asking to say, Kicholas Ahava Ami. Shin Chosma to say, for sure, what are you expecting the father to say? So why the same guy that's saying it comes over to me, but I can't anymore. It's too hard for me. I can't handle it. What's that? Hashem loves me. It's doable. Samachnu olof kederech oyavim. Shaloy alachnu imo yodanu, shaloy atineinu dovo shaloynu chalizboy. Somachnu olof kederech oyavim. Shaloy atineinu dovo shaloynu chalizboy. Zot nechazinish, this is emun neve bitoch. Chaimas alavoves says that every boiteach has to have seven klolim. He says it Baal Chove, the Leiv Toiv, the Pirush that brings it in Hebrew, and the Chavis Alvobes says it B'Ktzora, that the B'teach has to have seven rules. To believe how a person can have B'tochen if he knows that the guy that he relies on loves him and wants his best interest. If you rely on Chatzko, you have to know that Chatzko really loves you and wants your best interest. A. Beis. That Chatzko is looking what is happening with you. Could be Yenim loves me very much, but he's not in touch, so it doesn't help. Yeah, he really loves me, but you know, when I come that I'm hungry, I give you a piece of bread. He doesn't know, I need a pizza, I need a shawarma. Yeah? That he is Mashgiach, what is happening. The third thing is that he's very strong, the guy that I love, that I rely on, that he could do what he wants. Again, that he loves me, that he's checking out to me, and that he's strong, he could do what he wants. The fourth thing, he knows what is good for me. The fifth thing, that he will be there forever for me. Well, if I think that in another couple of years I need to find someone else, so one hope that I rely on him, but soon they'll be changing the guard. The sixth thing, that no one else could mix in. Not only that he's very strong and he could beat up everyone, but no one else could mix in. Not that someone could catch me and he will come right away and move the guy away. In the meantime, the dog will jump on me and give me a bite till the guy will come and get rid of him. No one could do nothing if that guy doesn't want. And the last thing, that he does good for people even if they don't deserve it. Chavis Al-Bama says, this is the etzem, the seven things that a person has to think about the Ribbono shel Olam. And this is in Muda. And this is what the Chemes Avobes explains, what Chazanish explains, Emunah veBitochen. Bitochen doesn't have to mean that what this person will do for sure will be good for me. Bitochen says, I know that the Ribbono Shel Olam is doing everything. There's not even one thing that is happening without the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is what a person says, I know there's not even one thing that will happen without the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I know that he loves me. And he wants my good. And he checks for me. And he's strong. And he will be there forever. And no one else can do nothing without him. This is the Chefza of Bitoch. Now, Saida Chazanish, Saida Chavis Avobis explained that this is Bitochen A. That this is the base of Bitochen. When a person knows that this is the base of Bitochen, nothing scares him. It doesn't mean that nothing bad will happen. But there's no bad. It's not bad. It could look bad. It could be sad. But he's not nervous. Person Lamazon needs to go to operation. So he goes to the hospital. He gets the best doctor. And the doctor puts him to sleep and he starts to cut. He knows that the doctor will cut. But he knows that the doctor will do what is best for him. Maybe he didn't want to be in the hospital. But he's thrilled that he managed to get an appointment with the doctor. He paid to be by the doctor. And he wants the doctor to operate him. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Mele, Tonuach Nafshei, this is Bitochen, a person that has Bitochen, is Tonuach Nafshei. Nothing bad could happen. You know, they have Haramol the Shailas about what you have to do with the army, you know, to solve the fight, not the fight. You know, we don't get involved in these things. But I saw one of the tzaddikim, someone brings a mushroom that, you know, the Gemara says, the Sikha Machshav Shtei, the Gemara, a kohen brings down, that was a camel, it was full of pishtot, linen, and he wanted to go into the city. He couldn't get into the city. The big camel was full of thousands of, you know, bags full with linen, and he couldn't go in. There was a guy, the Napoch, but you know, he bangs on the metal, and one little spark came and burned the whole room. The camel went through. So, it's about to understand you. Sometimes there's a camel full with leather. The guy said, how will it stop it? It looks like a mountain. But I'll try to push it from here. It'll come from here, come from here. The answer is, you can, you're learning. One little spark, the whole thing could disappear. Now, every time it's different darkei hashgacha. If the deen is to make a milchama, so we have to make a milchama. If the deen is not to make a milchama, so we will learn and that will disappear. So if to make a milchama or not, this is what the Gedolim are discussing. We're not going into that child. But a person has to understand, like when you see a lot of linen, but one little spark, the whole thing disappears. The whole thing disappears. I remember, you know, the soil. Egypt was every time a country that was very dangerous to cloudy soil. But the yachas to all the other countries was not so bad. Then 2-3 years ago, you know, turned over and the bad people went up. Everyone else was so nervous. Muslim Zion, you see all the years of peace, everything disappeared. They had this, forgot his name already. Yeah? Became the president, Muslim Zion. and all the Arabs, you know, there's so much anti-Israel and all the Muslims are into it. Hashem decided, all of them decided they don't want it. Fakat, what is happening in all the Arab countries, yeah? Fakat, they want the not from person. And again, everything became good. Fakat, these people are trying to do more, they're fighting the terrorists. No reason. But Chazal always explains, the koyach of bitachon to understand could be a country of millions of Arabs, Hashem could change it up and down, up and down. People thought Obama will be voted a second time, he will eat out his soul up in a minute. How much was the hate that they tried not to get it? If he became president, he can't do nothing to no one, yeah? Even America, he doesn't know what to do anymore. No, Hashem makes it in a second. But before that, you're so pachat. When we speak about these things, yeah, for sure, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs America, that's for sure. Egypt, for sure. But my roommate, no, the sugya name, that I guess not gonna be a problem. My parents, for sure not. My friends, no, that's too small for Hashem to make sense. The big decisions he takes, yeah, who will be president, the attack is for sure. And if this person will do this, the Bala Bitochum, the Chefze from the Bala Bitochum, it's brought down. The Albert Shimoini, Chatzki Levinshin will explain it all more, was Arba Melochim. מה שטוב הזה לא יטוב הזה. דוד עשה יהושע וחזקיהו. דוד צד, ארדו איבאי והשיגה. השם, I can't kill my enemies, but I will chase them, and you will help me. Let me to run after them to catch them and to kill them. השם help them. עשה said, I can't kill. I will chase them, you will kill them. And then they broke and they died. Yehoshua said, I can't even chase. You know, I will say Shira and you will kill them. Hashem said, okay. Chizkiyahu said, Hashem, I can't even say Shira. And I'll go to sleep and you will kill them. He went to sleep in the morning, all of them were dead. So the Mashgiach says like this, Zabchatzki. He said, Be'etzen, what is the pshat? David said, Hashem, you know, I will chase them, I will kill them. Hashem said, okay. Yeshua said, I will chase them, you will kill them. Okay. Yeshua said, I will say Shira, you will kill them. Chizkiah said, I will sleep, you will kill them. He says, Be'etzem, as a dini shtadlis. Hashem made that bitochman is so clear, but when you go out the room here, you know, if you speak to that guy, you get it, and if you don't speak, you don't have a Shabbos meal, yeah? So you don't understand to trust or not to trust Hashem. And the answer is Alamol. As a chiyuv ishtadlis, but you have to do your ishtadlis, but what will happen anyway what has to happen. That is what is very hard. The ishtadlis make people see that guy's success, that guy's not success. You made that phone call? We're very smart, I made the phone call. You didn't make the phone call. So he says, David HaMelech said, Hashem, let me to chase them, just help me. I know, I will kill them, I will know it's you. Asa said, if I will kill them, I will think it's me. Hashem led me to chase them, but the last minute led them to die. Yehoshua said, I will also think that I chased them so sharp to the plot. Led me to say Shira. Chizkiah said, I will say Shira, I will say, no, meine Tehillim. Meine Broche, some of these people, meine Broche, yeah? Hashem, I have to go to sleep if I want to believe that it's you. So Avada, the daily thing, they did ishtadlis. But the main thing, David HaMelech said, I could fear Klal Yisrael, or be a war, like Sheshes HaYomim, but the Tzion will not believe that it's them. Asa said, no, if that will happen, the Tzion will think that they have Tzal. We can't do that. We chase, last minute you make them to die. Yehoshua said, in my days, even that is of yourself. The Koyach, and I'm telling you, to work on bitochen, a real koyach I'm speaking about. As one time, sometimes you could test. You do what you have to do, and the rest of the Ribbono Shel Olam does. The rest of the Ribbono Shel Olam does. And you see it b'chush. You see it b'chush. the mitzvahs. But the chokhmah is to train yourself, even when you do hishtadlis, it's the ribbono shel olam. It's not me. It's the ribbono shel olam. Not I'm smart, I'm good. The difference is, if hishtadlis and bitochen zog b'choy b'salvovus is, if a guy panics, he's missing bitochen. What to do? It's a good shiloh, what to do? You have to do the right thing. Maybe you have to do a lot of hishtadlis. To try. You try the right amount, you're okay. You don't need to try more from that. If you panic, zog b'chazanish and zog b'chavis alvobis. Chutz from that, when you have the bitochen, it's a reason that most chances it will become good. Again, it's very dangerous because you have to start the thing and you don't mind what will happen because you know Hashem will mean the right thing. If you know what you have to do up here, halacha, you do that and everything else is coming out good for you. But after that step, the Chavos Halvavos says, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Meitiv Tomid Lemi Shebotach Olov Beleib Sholem Shehu Sibas HaTovel. The Ayin B'Tochen is not only to agree with the Matzev. About it, sometimes it's so good for me so Hashem will not change it. But sometimes the fact that I have the bitochen and the ribbono shel olam, it's already a reason. So the Melech, the Chatz will explain like this. On a daily basis, everyone did hishtadlis. David HaMelech, Yehoshaphat, also, was a matzah that Klal Yisrael were in sakana. So they davened for a nest for Klal Yisrael, and they knew that Hashem will help them. So they knew they had to do the hishtadlis, and Hashem will help them. David HaMelech was saying, Hashem, I know that, so just help me. Asa said, Hashem, I know I need an S, and Hashem, I know you will do it. For our generation, if we will do the fully hishtadlis, something bad will come out of us. So we need you a little bit to show us that it's you. Not that I knew he was asking for laziness. You know, Hashem, we want a bigger nest. David HaMelech was the top. David HaMelech said, Hashem, I don't need a big nest. The master of Klal Yisrael, we need to win the war, so let us win the war. So, everything, you could ask for everything, but it was hishtadlis, we understand. And we will manage to fight or believe. Yehoshaphat said, I'm not holding there. But the Chefze is allemol to believe it's in the Ribbono shel olam. I mean, when we look in his families, what is the pshat? Hashem took two kids? So the answer is, you don't know what the answer is. One of the answers. That would, as I stated in Svarim, someone died when he was a kid. It's Choshev and Neshamas. They had to come to the world to attack and something and they left. So, what is sad here? Okay, you had, we had the Rashi and the Rambam for a couple of years to be in the house. For example, yeah? We don't know what it is. It's very easy on the other person to understand that. But my roommate starts up with me that it's just mechazik me that we don't understand. And if the sugya is very shvel for me, we don't understand it. There is that. But this is the avoda of emunah v'bitoch. This is the avoda of emunah v'bitoch. And when a person is mashish, I want to tell you, I'm saying it again. In life, you need to live with emunah v'bitoch. You need to live with emunah v'bitoch. You can't know how much you see it daily. Mamish. You test, you see it. Mamish, see it b'chush. I told you 2-3 weeks ago that I'm leaving something for the Ribbono shel olam this week. From the place that it never has to happen, everything worked out. And the Mishnah took away. Mishnah took away. So you're right, I was waiting that after 2 hours it will happen. Hashem wa, mitalim. Again, doesn't mean that it has to happen miyat. But if a person has that koyach, and he believes it's the Ribbono shel Olam, he's zeiche. If you will get used to, now when you have little problems, to say to yourself, emuna bitochen, emuna bitochen, emuna bitochen, emuna bitochen, when you'll be older and the real nisyonos will happen, you could stand chas v'shalom in such a place and say, Hashem, we love you, we mekabel yisurim be'av. But don't think that when it happens to you and to your bachur, you don't say these words. That when you become an old man, chas v'shalom will be a nisyon, you will manage to say it. So if we're mechazik yourself. And again, a person has to know, this is the sign of avodas Hashem. Is a moon of a bitachon.